Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'm so glad to back to England, especially meeting with some rough students. Sorry, I do not have good English. It has been so long time I have not preaching in English. I'm just preaching in my language. But I'll try my best with my broken English. Just try to understand. Yeah, God is good, yes?
Amen.
Yes. And how many do you like very much praise and worship?
Yes.
Praise and worship. Not all of them?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Praise and worship, I like very much. Prayer and praise and worship. Because praise and worship, I found in the Bible, is main tools to bring down God's power. And God is working through the praise and worship. Even when we are praying and worshiping God and singing song, instantly God is going to do some miracle work. And I'm going to share something from the Bible. If you turn with me, Book of Acts. Book of Acts 16, chapter 16. I'm going to read some few verses. From verse 16 to 34. Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 16 to 34. Now it happened as we went to prayer that certain slave girl, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, "These men are the servant of the Most High God, who proclaimed to us the way of salvation. And this she did for many days. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out at that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities. And they brought them to the magistrates and said, 'This man, being Jewish, accidentally troubled our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us, being Romans, to receive or observe.' Then the multitude rose up to gather against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into the prison, commanding the jailer to come to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately, all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled, drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul called him loud voice, saying, 'Do yourself no harm, for we are all here.' Then he called for a knight, ran in, and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. And he brought them out and said, 'Sir, how should I do be saved?' So they said, 'Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, and you and your household.'" I just stop here. There is a miracles happening here. There is a persecution on Paul and Silas because he did some miracles on the lady who was possessed by demons, who is working for masters, making some money. But when she was followed and she was proclaiming that these people are the highest, the believers of the highest God, she is saying, I don't know how she knew that one word he says there. And she said, these men are the servant of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. She knows the way of salvation. And she said, these are the people showing us the way of salvation. And when Paul and Silas commanded the Spirit, and the Spirit left her, and now she lose her power to show the magics. She lose her powers to show the magics, and her master was so disappointed. And because of this happened, and her master and the authorized people brag all the way in the marketplace, Paul and Silas. And Paul and Silas were dragged down in the marketplace. And they put in the prison very inside, very securely. Very securely, very inside. But that time Paul and Silas did not think any difficulties by themselves. Even they were beaten by rods, not only one rod, it says rods, many rods. They were beaten by many rods. I'm thinking their body must tear down. The body must be full of blood. They must be broken down, their arms or some bones broken maybe. But they didn't worry about their life. They didn't ask help. They didn't ask help to anybody. But what they were doing, they were just praise and worship to God. They're just singing and praying and singing and praying. When they are singing and praying, the God here, they're singing, they're praying, and the power come immediately. But the most important thing I saw in this passage, when they were praying and singing, who hears the prayer and singing? All the prisoners. That means they were preaching the gospel. That's the good news for them. All the prisoners, because they were singing very loudly. You know, the midnight was very silent time. Very quiet time. But they were singing and praising and praying very loudly. And all the prisoners listening there. When God heard their prayer, and when God heard their singing and praising, and God did so wonderful, so amazing miracle happened there by earthquake. The earthquake is not the whole city. The earthquake is only inside their building. Amen? Only inside their building. And all the door was open and their chain is broken. Not only their chain broken, the prisoner's chain also broken. Amen? Because God only not break the chain of the Paul and Silas, all the prisoners, they were also binding. They have also chain. It says in the Bible, suddenly there is a great earthquake, so that foundation of the prison was shaken. Immediately all the doors were opened, everyone's chains, not only Paul and Silas, in the prisoners, everyone's chains were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, he was sleeping And he woke up and he thought that all the prisoners, even Paul, Silas, ran away. And he said, I'm here, we are here. And he wanted to kill himself. The keeper, he wanted to kill himself. But Paul stopped them. And he knew that God did so miracle on them. And he asked, what I have to do to get, what is the way I can save my life? And this is the gospel. This is the gospel. And the Paul said to him, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household. Not only him. Paul said, you will be saved and your whole household will be saved. When we are doing our praise and worship, sometimes when we are doing praise and worship, in our community we don't know our neighbors is here. Maybe they might listen our praise and worship. God can do miracle in their life. In Nepal, many years ago, when I just came to the Lord, we usually go to the street and do the evangelism program with some song and some drama. And people come there and to see. And even far, people coming there to when they hear the song we are singing. Because there is a power. There is a power in praise and worship and prayer. Whatever circumstances we have, even we have a family problem, we have a financial problem, we may have a physical problems, just you know, praise and worship to God. Praise and worship. They didn't care about their, you know, the situation of their body. They didn't care about, they didn't cry out to the people, they didn't ask for help. They were not weeping. I think they must be hungry. It's a long day. They were dragging on the marketplace to the jail, in the prison. They must be hungry. Nobody gave them food. And they were not worried about the food. Simply, they were so happy to praise and worship to God. And God did miracles there. Since I returned back from Rafi in 1996, 22 years ago, our time has gone so fast. 22 years ago, when I returned back from Rafi, I know the John Mackay is my mentor. He's my kind of spiritual, you know, guide or mentor. I do his course, The Way of the Spirit, while I was here. I translated in Nepali language. I'm teaching the same course in my Bible college right now. I have translated 4 parts. Also, I have translated the Salvation, Drama of Salvation, and other books also. And it's great teaching and very encouraging and very powerful teaching, The Way of the Spirit. And the few years ago, when I went with my missionary, I call missionary, my student I call missionary, we are preparing missionary to send out to the village. And when I went with missionary, I think this is a fourth year Bible college student, up on the mountain. It was like a 5 hours walk, climb up the mountain. There is a family, Christian family, we went to see and visit and preach the gospel over there. And that evening when we arrived, the Christian family, and they were persecuted by the neighbors, by the community, because they are living in the Hindus community. And they were much, much persecuted by the Hindus people. And there's only few Christian family in this village. And another family that we reached there at the evening, and the Christian family, the man, he was saying to me, Pastor, it is very difficult here. Please pray for this area. Even my next village, they didn't like us. They didn't like to even go to the, you know, working with us. They didn't share anything. We are very alone, and you are sharing like this. And I have students. I told this man this evening, okay, let's pray this evening that God can do some miracles in this village, that they will know the true God we are worshiping, we are believing. And this evening we have a fellowship, and we are praying. And I was praying, God, do some miracles in this village that the village people can see. And what happening, when we have a fellowship, we have a prayer meeting, and we have a lunch, and we're just about to sleep, about middle of night, the neighbor house, the buffalo got sick. The buffalo got sick, and there was so much noise and people, many people coming, and because in the village, the buffalo is very expensive, like a car here. The buffalo is very expensive for the farmer. And you have a buffalo, and this neighbor, the Hindu man, whose buffalo got sick, and some village people came there, and also one witch doctor also came there. The witch doctor did his exercise and tried to get better this buffalo, tried to heal this buffalo. It could not happen anything. But the buffalo stomach is growing and growing, it's swelling up. And my the fellow, the Christian family, and he told me, Pastor, can you go and see there? And we went to this neighbor house. They didn't invite us, but we went there. And we looked, the buffalo is nearly going to die. And this man is so much worried because he's going to lost, you know, the buffalo. It's a big money. And he was crying. And the witch doctor could not do anything. And finally, the Christian family, the man, was asking me, Pastor, can we pray for this? And I asked him, can you ask the permission with the buffalo owner? And he asked the permission with the buffalo owner. And he says, yes, please, please pray. Maybe your God can do something. Now, we were allowed to pray for this buffalo. We've been praying for a few minutes. And after praying a few minutes, the buffalo pooped out. And it's buffalo pooped out, and the stomach is going smaller and smaller. And the buffalo start to stand up. And the buffalo became alive. Praise the Lord. And we came back home. And they just said, thank you. And we came back home. But the next morning, this owner of the buffalo came to the fellow, Christian family house where we were staying. And he came to us. And we did have a tea, and I was able to share the gospel. And this neighbor became a Christian. You know, because of our prayer. Because of our prayer. And I asked God, Lord, do some miracles in the village. And from that miracles happened, slowly some people started coming to the Christ. And God is going to do wonderful, wonderful work, miraculous work, wherever you are, wherever you go, whatever situation you have, if you are, I have a fully trust on Him. And the Paul and Silas have a fully trust on Him. Even whatever happening, even the people are going to give them more torture, more, you know, beat them. They didn't worry about these things. They just praise and worship and prayer. It's happening in our life, in my life. And now, God has been doing so many wonderful work in my life, in my family. When I came back, when I came back to Nepal after the Rafi training, then the we are also living in the Hindu community. And when I became a Christian, I start to preach gospel to my family, my brother and my father, mother slowly, and our neighbors knew their things. And one night, I was in Kathmandu, the capital of Nepal. My birthplace, my house is in Gorkha. It's about 4 or 5 hours drive from the Kathmandu. And that night, my father was in the home. And we three brothers were in the Kathmandu. And some Brahmin people came to our house and they put the fire on our house. They set the fire in our house. Our house was burned. But we were persecuted. But I didn't worry about this. We lost our everything, whatever inside the house, we lost everything. But our family members, they were saved, praise the Lord. But slowly, all family came to the Lord. But now in the same village, I have a church over there. And people are coming to Christ there. And now we have been working for almost 25 years in the ministry. And we have planted 25 churches in different parts of Nepal. Daughter churches. And I have a Bible school. Now we are doing 8 years Bible school. Even now we have 15 students going to graduate in July. And me and my wife, we are working for orphanage children. We do have 30 orphanage children in my home. Wow. Not only Benjamin and Joshua. And all children are grown up now. They are in the ministry. And they are helping in the church and youth group. And God is doing such wonderful things in my life. Because I love to praise and worship God. I love. When we were praising and worship to God and praying, and even in the church, in our Nepali church, we have a long service. I know you have been in India or in Nepal. I don't know. If you go to Nepal, you might be asleep because our church services go like 2 and 3 hours long. And 1 hour praise and worship. During the praise and worship time, many people got healing. Many people got healing. Because God working in praise and worship. And that's, I would like to encourage you. I know, I saw as so much exciting and our heart is full of joy when we are praising and worship to God. And the Rafi is, I love the praise and worship. And maybe this is the teaching that I deserve. So, what I like to encourage you, that what you have now, the Lord given you. The God must, you know, God have something in your life. God really given some gifts. You must have gifts. We don't have to hide the gifts. We have to use our gifts. Amen. We have to use our gifts. You know, any metal material like a knife or anything, if you are using knife, it will be sharp and it will be shining. If you keep the knife not used for many long time, and it didn't work out. So our gifts, God has given us talents and gifts. We have a multi talents. Maybe somebody have a one gift or two gifts or multi talents or whatever. But God, at least we have something God has given us. But we have to use it. The Paul and Silas, they have a gift of praise and worship and prayer. And this is the gospel they were doing. That's the gospel we have to do. Today Peter was doing the gospel. And on the street we saw the cross. When I was in Rafi, I went to with the group. I went down to the crowded road, and they gave me a kind of a joker. They make me a joker, kind of funny dress. I was sitting in the middle of the road. I have still this picture. They gave me a colorful, very funny dress they gave me. I was wearing and sitting like this, people coming to see me, and my friend was started preaching. And that's a different way we can share the gospel. And the main tools is the praise and worship is God love and God like. And God wanted to work through the praise and worship and prayer. So I'd like to encourage you, keep on praise and worship and prayer. Even in your own personal life, you can just simply sing one song in your kitchen or in your working place, or you are walking or driving. Just sing and song and praise and worship. We don't need to very special prayer. We don't need to have a big church. We don't have to, many people. We can do praise and worship and prayer anywhere. And God can do miracles work wherever you are. Thank you for this one. Thank you.